a few minutes of Kitzer. It's Tuesday night, Chof Shvat. I was asked to tell the date. Okay. I don't know where we're up to. Nun Aleph. I believe we're in the middle of Nun Aleph. And what Sif are we up to? Did we learn Vav? We learned Vav? What? Talk. Shosu Mashkechama, you're drinking hot tea. V'ma'at ma'at kamo tea or coffee. So you're not... Well, we'll learn it again. Sif Vav. What? Ches? Okay. Nobody remembers it anyway. Shosu Mashkechama, you're drinking hot tea or hot coffee. Kivan Shein also shows up of Hamachas, Kashir. You're not drinking a Revius. Let's assume the Shear is a Revius, and you're not drinking it in the time of the Shear. Aval Bishadar Shtiyasa Bakach, even though you're drinking it in the normal way, the way normal people normally drink tea that way, drink coffee that way, which is a Svara of some Poskim say, but he rejects it. So you don't make a bracha achrona. The Mishnah Berurah says this is a major, major machlokas, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch al kaponim is paskening not to make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says what some people do, since it's a safek, is they leave over a revius at the end of their cup. Let's assume a revius for these purposes. I believe the achronim allow you to make a bracha on 3 ounces, maybe 3.2 ounces. I don't know what the milliliters, I don't know what that is. Around 3.2 ounces, you can already make a bracha achrona. That's the lower shear of a revia. Some say it's even 2 ounces. What? 2.9. Right, let's say 3. So some people leave over from their tea at the bottom. It cools off and then they drink it at once. So that they can make a bracha achrona without, because it's a suffer. Al kaponim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you drink it slowly, no, even if it's the derech, and probably sofik brachas lahakel. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say differently. He just brings out it's a major machlokes. So the ma'is is sofik brachas lahakel. You're not going to make the bracha. But a scrupulous person, since it's such a major sofik, will leave over at the end. Siv Zion talks about the 7 minim of Eretz Yisrael, and then it says v'yochalto v'savoto v'irachto. Now, it says a pasuk in the middle with the word lechem in it. So benching in the oraisa is on lechem, on bread, from the 5 species of grain. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye. They're all nichlal. I'm flying through it. So you bench the 3 brachas that were instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yehoshua, and by David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. That's the 3 brachas of benching. And you bench Midiyarai. Now, Midiyarai, so you bench only if you became full. We learned that also. Midiyarabonin, if you ate a kazayas. Midiyarai, so only if you got full from it. Then, Birchas HaTov HaMeidim is the 4th bracha of benching. There were Masakin and Yavnem. Avol Kol She'ein Lechem Gomor, Elamine Mezonos, Me'elu Chameshus, Mine Dogen. It's from the 5 species of grain. And either it's pasabo bekisnin, or it's noodles, things that are cooked, you cook up cereal, so you don't bench. V'chein ala gefen, dainu yayin, or grapes, whether they're big or small, or maybe raisins also, yuvashim, dates, figs, pomegranates, and olives. These are all the 7 minim. You make a special bracha achrona, not bari nefashos. You make what's called me'ein shalosh. It's really me'ein arba, because it's a condensed version of the 3 brachas, really the 4. When you say at the end, ki ato Hashem tova meitiv lakol, v'no delecho, so that's the hatova meitiv bracha. Bebircha me'ein shalosh and sifches, shalacha mine mezonos, you start saying ala milcha v'ala kalkola. And at the end, you say, Alorin Zalamichia, Berchot Hashem, Alorin Zalamichia, Valakalkolo. A lot of people don't say Valakalkolo. On Yayin, you start off, you just look at a sitter, you won't go wrong, otherwise, you're going to get mixed up. You'll start off saying, Alorin Zalpriagofen, in the beginning of the Bracha. And it's not, it's Alagefen Valpriagefen. At the end of the Bracha, it's Alorin Zalpriagofen. Alaates Valpriagofen, and Alorin Zalapiris. Paris Eretz Yisrael, you say, Alorz Valpeiro Seho. When you drink wine, you got to be, not always is the Israeli wine from grapes of Eretz Yisrael. You can tell by looking at the label, it says, I don't know. What?
The Gula grapes is from
Gula. Yeah, Gula grapes is Kedem, yeah. They just call, I'm talking about even all the Israeli wines use grapes from Eretz Yisrael. Okay. If you ate mazonos and drank wine, you make one bracha and you include both things into the bracha. Again, use your benchy, you won't go wrong. Peres and yayin, grapes and yayin. They're different brachas, but you can combine them into one. First you say ala michya, then ala gefen, and then ala eitz. If you ate cake and drank wine and ate grapes or pomegranates or figs or dates, so you put all three into it. Okay, you should know it by heart. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Sifches, this is why we allow normally on the bracha achrona, unless there's a mezumen, we don't allow one person to make a bracha for others, or we shouldn't, but we do by ala mechia, because people generally don't know the bracha by heart. So if you have one guy with a sinner, or one guy who is the designated hitter or the designated driver, so he always makes the bracha. So it's, even though l'chadchila you're not supposed to be yosi from someone else a bracha achrona, but they said we're better off doing it that way, because people don't know the bracha, they'll just mess up.